Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Hello there, and welcome to another edition of the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt alongside David Dickens, the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you throughout Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. You can find David online by going to coveryourassetskc.com. Don't forget to submit questions or topic suggestions there at the website as well. Just look at the bottom of the page. You'll find spots where you can submit your thoughts and comments. coveryourassetskc.com. The place to go. David, how are you holding up these days during coronavirus lockdown time?
Well, you know, at any given moment, I think I'm doing fine. And then I get a little sniff and I go, oh my gosh, or a little scratch in my throat. And I go, oh my gosh. So I think right now I'm doing pretty well. How about you?
Pollen has really sort of wreaked havoc on everybody's emotions across the country. Whenever there's a little bit of a throat scratch or itch or cough or runny nose or anything, and I've been, you know, fully blasted by pollen, I feel like, every single weekend. So Monday and Tuesday, I've always got that little thought in the back of my mind. Uh-oh, did I slip up somewhere? Did I somehow come in contact with the virus? Was it a delivery? Was it when I went to the grocery store? When was it? There is this sort of like weird constant fear that you're doing everything you can to try not get sick. Where are you going to slip up? You know, it's kind of like you've got an opponent out there just waiting for you to make a mistake. That's not a fun way to live.
No, always looking over your shoulder.
Yes, that's no fun at all. And a lot of people, it's not just about getting sick, but a lot of people have been looking over their shoulder when it comes to finances and retirement planning and all those waters that we have to navigate. David, each day that we pass now with the lockdown and dealing with this virus, it's a whole nother layer that kind of gets tossed into the equation.
For sure. And so there are tons of things to think about from that standpoint. We'll cover some of those more specific market-based things probably in next week's podcast. But today, I thought we'd just talk about this this CARES Act that was recently passed by Congress. It's got, you know, 10 or 12 provisions. I want to talk about three that I thought were maybe most important to our listeners, and then maybe throw in a bonus at the end. So I want to cover the fact that a lot of people in America are going to get free money here in the next week or two. The extended tax filing date. I want to talk about required distributions and the fact that those have been suspended for this year. And then that bonus one at the end. So that's kind of what I have on plan for today.
Well, with all of the things that have been happening in our world, certainly the government has had to take some action. And like you said, they passed the CARES Act, which had all those provisions in it. I know that there are a lot of them, David, and so it is a lot to keep up with. I feel like the pieces of information have been coming in waves. Sometimes it's hard to keep it all in front of us. So good that we've been able to narrow it down to a top three items to take away from that CARES Act for the most part on today's show, and then the little bonus one that you talked about first. So yeah, let's dive in. What's the first top provision in that CARES Act that's going to affect folks?
Well, I think the thing that's going to affect most of our listeners and most Americans is this free money thing. So, and the free money is going to start showing up at the end of this week. So it's middle of April that we're talking right now, recording this podcast. And so real shortly, especially if you file your taxes electronically, you're going to get free money directly deposited into your checking account. So how that works is if you file single and your adjusted gross income, so that would be on line 8B, 8 boy, of your 2019 taxes based on 2019 income. If you haven't filed that yet, then it's based on 2018 income. But if you're single and you make under $75,000 of adjusted gross income, then they're going to send you a check for, they're going to deposit $1,200 in your account just for having a pulse. If you're married filing jointly and your adjusted gross income is under $150,000, they're going to give you $2,400. If you happen to have kids under 17, they're going to throw another $500 for each of those kids. So that's just helicopter money, I think, is what the phrase was in 2009 when they talked about doing it, when Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Fed, was talking about that. Just dropping money out of helicopters into people's laps to help stimulate an economy which has basically been put under government-induced stoppage for the last 6 weeks. So that's kind of cool. I didn't mention head of household, but if you happen to file as head of household and your adjusted gross income is under $112,500, then you get free money. If your adjusted gross income is above those amounts, then that dollar amount they're going to give you starts getting phased out. And if you're single and you make over $99,000 of adjusted gross income, sorry, don't get any helicopter money. If you're married filing jointly, you make over $198,000 in 2019. Sorry, no helicopter money for you. And head of households over $136,500, no helicopter money for you. So, you know, that's pretty cool. And I don't remember that happening before. Free money getting directly deposited into your checking account from Washington, D.C. If you happen to mail in your taxes instead of filing them electronically, well, then you're going to get a check in your mailbox probably about a month from now. So it takes a lot longer to cut all those checks. So hopefully you're an electronic filer and you've got income that's in that range and you're going to get free money.
That's as good of a vote and a reason to go get direct deposit if I've ever heard of one. Not Absolutely. Have to wait that extra month for that relief to come through that check. And then you got to take a trip to the bank, perhaps, because if you're not online depositing, you may not be online, have that like mobile deposit ability either. So
yeah, so make sure you have some cleaning rags.
That cleaning solution. That's right.
Because when that tube comes over to your car and you know, that pneumatic tube where you put your deposit in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who knows how many fingers have been touching that thing?
I'm rubbing my eyes as we talk right now, David, and now you're reminding me as we talk about cleaning solution. Oh, yeah, I've got to stop that. I've got to stop it. So very true, very true. All right, so that is certainly one that a lot of people are going to be happy to see, David. Now, that doesn't cover everybody. Obviously, there are some gaps that occur there because some people may have had really successful businesses in 2018, 2019, and now maybe they're out of business and their income in previous years precludes them from getting the help now when they really need it. So I know it's not a perfect solution, but that's why they passed, you know, 12 of these things, right? 12 provisions, and why we're covering a couple of them on today's show. So where that one leaves a gap, others certainly try to make up for it. What's another key provision in the CARES Act that might help folks get through this coronavirus situation?
Well, the next one, I kind of lumped it in with the CARES Act. It technically came up just before that, but the tax filing date is typically April 15th, as everybody knows. And so what they've done is they bumped that back to July 15th. You don't have to file your taxes until July 15th, and there aren't any penalties for doing that at that later date. So that gives you more time to file, and that's pretty cool. What it also does, though, is if you haven't yet made your 2019 IRA contribution or your 2019 Roth IRA contribution, typically, you have to have that done by April 15th of the following year. And because of this tax filing extension, now you get till July 15th to make those contributions. So you get more time to file. You get more time to make your last year's IRA contribution if you haven't already done so. And if you owe money, you also get more time to pay that money. So initially, that was the federal thing. And we're waiting for states to either do something or not do something. Well, at this point, both Missouri and Kansas have said, oh, okay, we'll follow the federal thing. And so if you owe us money, you don't have to have it in till July 15th. And then just very recently, they also said, if you're making estimated tax payments for 2020, you don't have to make that April one or the June one until July 15th. So a number of changes as this thing keeps rolling through our economy. I mean, frankly, the IRS, the Congress, and the Federal Reserve Bank are actually being way more responsive than they were back in 2008 and 2009. I think they learned a bunch of stuff that they didn't forget. And so all those things, I think, are quite helpful in relieving a totally artificial deadline of April 15th. And just bumping it out to July 15th.
time not a bad thing to give folks right now, especially if we end up getting back up and running, David, in May or June, then those decisions will have been really helpful just to give people that breathing room during this period of uncertainty and upheaval. And as people start to get back to normal, then, you know, we can just kind of defer some of these things. So that is really helpful. We don't have to kind of go full bore into cancellation mode, right? We can go into delay mode for a little bit while. Just like we're flattening the curve of the disease, we try to flatten the curve of the financial burden a little bit. That sounds to me kind of what moving that April 15th date back kind of qualifies as.
Yep, agreed. And it all makes sense. But sometimes, maybe a lot of times, what comes out of the government doesn't quite make sense. And this happens to just make perfect sense. So I thought that was a super good choice by the people involved.
We should certainly applaud those kinds of decisions when they're made and end up being, by all intents and purposes, good choices. And moving that date back seemed like a no-brainer, and glad they made the choice. So that's very good. Although CPAs, I think some of them probably really wish it had stayed April 15th. They'd like to just be done on April 16th.
Right.
So they may be the only ones not liking that rule, just because they might have been, you know, now people are going, oh, okay, I don't have to submit the paperwork yet. I can wait a little longer. It's too funny. All right, what's the next provision that's in the CARES Act we should think about and know on today's show?
Well, the third one that I want to mention is about required minimum distributions. So you don't have to listen to too many financial guys or read too many financial publications to know what a required distribution is. When you get to be, it used to be 70 and a half, but now it's 72. But once you get to be a certain age, the IRS makes you, requires you to start taking money out of your IRAs, your 401ks, your 457s, and your 403bs, your retirement plans. But like they did in 2009, the market is down so far right now that what they've said is, wait a minute, if you don't need to take that money out during 2020, we're not going to make you because the market's down a bunch. So that was super cool. I have a lot of clients that have to take money out but don't need it. And so now they have the option of saying, I think I'll just leave that money in my account for 2020. Here's the twist. I have some clients that already took the money out, and I have some clients that take it out monthly. They have a direct deposit from our custodian here is TD Ameritrade. So TD Ameritrade just puts a withdrawal out of that IRA into their checking account every month. And that ends up being their required distribution. So the question is, wait a minute, I already took my required distribution. What do I do now? There wasn't a ton of clarity with that early on, but now it has become very clear. What you can do is, if you took a required distribution in January, too bad, sorry, you can't do anything with that. It's just your money and it's taxable, and sorry about that. But if you took a required distribution between February 1st all the way up to May 15th of this year, which of course hasn't happened yet, then you have until July 15th to put that money back into your IRA. In other words, they're letting you do what is analogous to that 60-day rollover that our listeners might be familiar with. But instead of being restricted to 60 days, you can do it for any money you took out of your IRA between Feb 1 and May 15th. You can put that money back in, not have it be a taxable transaction, and it'll look like it was a 60-day rollover. So that was pretty cool. That was very responsive of the IRS, Congress. And the only other thing there is, I have a number of clients who have beneficiary IRAs. In other words, they inherited an IRA from a parent, an uncle, a friend, doesn't matter who you inherited from, but now they're taking money out sequentially out of those beneficiary IRAs. And if you already took money out of that, too bad, so sad, you can't put it back in. If you haven't already done that, you don't have to. But if you have already taken it out, there is no provision for rolling that back in before July 15th. So the whole required distribution thing, it sounds super simple right off the top. It's a pretty cool provision. You don't have to take money out. If you've already done so, that's when it gets a little bit gnarly. The rules get a little bit twisty, and you might want to get some advice on that. But generally speaking, another really good thought by Congress that is going to help people who don't need to take that money out to not have to take that money out.
flexibility is a lot of what we have earned over the last couple of weeks with all of these CARES Act provisions coming down the pike. Maybe even more flexibility as we get our bonus item here. David, what's the fourth or bonus item from the CARES Act you wanted to bring up?
So, Walter, I'm looking right now at my Kansas driver's license, and it is a real ID. You probably know what a real ID is.
I've heard of the real ID. That's what everything's going to, right? Like, you're not going to be able to even get on a plane or do some other activities without a real ID here soon?
Exactly.
Okay.
And so it has some super cool holographs on it, but what it really has that's most important is this star up in the upper right-hand corner. And I just happened to go get mine at the middle of February because you were going to have a real ID before October 1st of this year, or else you couldn't get on an airplane without a passport. In other words, your regular old driver's license wouldn't work. You had to trade in your old driver's license for a new driver's license that is called a real ID. And because of all this social distancing stuff, what Congress has now said is, you know what? Instead of this October, let's make it next October. So you don't have to have your real ID until October 1st of 2021. That was buried way deep in the CARES Act, but I thought our listeners would enjoy having that extra little bit of information.
You are the first person I've heard that from. So that is, they say you learn something new every day. I learned something new today. So there it is. I had not heard that. That must have really been buried deep.
Well, you're going to sleep well tonight, Walter.
I'd been thinking about the real ID and saying, I need to do something about that. My wife's dad had been talking a lot about, hey, you guys need to get one. And, don't let it slide by you. So that's good. That's a great reminder. I'm going to add that to my things, my list of things to do. But David, instead of setting the reminder for June 1st of this year, I'm going to set it for June 1st of next year to finally take care of that. So
add it to your list of things not to do.
I'm going to kick that can down the road a little further. So there we go. Fantastic. Well, that is a good little bonus nugget, though, and I bet that'll be helpful to somebody, David. So thanks for throwing that one in on top of the others. If folks have questions about not just the real ID part of this, but the other three provisions, or maybe the ones that we didn't cover on today's show, feel free to reach out to David with your thoughts, your questions. If you need any help in putting together an overall financial plan, David calls it the complete planning review that he does for clients and folks who are approaching retirement, wondering how they can get the best plan in place. It's your own CPR, if you will. Go through the planning process, get a plan in place. If you want to talk about that or ask any of your financial or retirement questions to David, you can always do so online at coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com, or by calling 913-317-1414. And we'll put David's contact information and a link to more information in the show notes of today's episode, so feel free to go check that out. David, thank you for the help and guidance on today's program. We've got another great episode on tap next week. We'll talk a little bit more about navigating this turmoil that we find ourselves in right now with the coronavirus, COVID-19, and trying to navigate through this uncertain time. So we'll be looking forward to that conversation. I know that'll be helpful for a lot of folks as well. But until then, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Walter.
All right, we appreciate it. That's David Dickens. I'm Walter Storholt. We'll talk to you next time on Cover Your Assets, KC.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.